Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
You received a message from Jan and Ben. It's about their three-month-old German Shepherd. And it's doing a bit of biting. Is that the problem?
It is. It is. Biting and nipping, particularly on the back of their legs and also their ankles.
Is the dog having fun? Is that what it's about?
Yes and no. It's kind of a developmental thing. And it's also a dog thing. So just like babies, dogs put things in their mouths. That's how they develop the skill and the mouth dexterity that they're going to need to develop when they're older. So everything goes in the mouth. That's how they tell different things. Now, also, you can add on to that an element of developmental stage where the dog's teething, so biting different things, helps them release the pressure from there. And particularly also with dogs that mouth, they are trying to learn the difference between a hard and a soft bite.
Okay.
What often dog trainers will call a soft mouth. Now, the best way to deal with this is imagine that you're in a social setting and somebody accidentally stepped on your foot. Our immediate response would probably be something like, whoa!
Ah!
Yep. Exactly. And that's what you want to do to the dog. You want to give them a verbal something that says that hurt. Now, if the dog does have a propensity to do a softer bite and a harder bite, I would tend to correct the harder bite first and then start moving my way back down so I can reduce the bites altogether. Now, what this does, it's just like when puppies play together. When they play, if another dog yelps, that dog immediately releases and goes, whoa, sorry, didn't mean to offend you. And that's what we want to elicit, because that's how we get bite inhibition. And that's what we want with our dog moving forward. Now, it's not uncommon for your herding and your retrieving dogs to have this kind of problem, because we've bred them to put things in their mouths as part of their work. So particularly a German Shepherd, that's something that they've been selectively bred to do. And now we've just got to have this opportunity of making sure that we teach them that that's a hard bite, we don't want that, and then we slowly reduce it out. And they'll accept that 9 times out of 10. A couple of other things that you could also do is have a ball or some kind of toy that the dog likes. And when you see the dog coming to grab you on the back of the leg, maybe drop the ball. The motion of that toy dropping to the ground will elicit the dog's attention, and that can help you get out of the problem. Now, we're primates, they are canines. What we have to understand, if we use our hands to try and fob them off or move them off, touch is a reinforcer. So we don't want to touch them. If the dog bites us and we yelp and they stop, I would encourage them to give him a treat and say good boy, good leave, or good something that gives you a command of stop there. If he doesn't stop, we don't want to make a big fuss. So I would no touch, no talk, no look, no nothing, and just find a place where you can get something behind your legs that stops the dog from being able to do that. And that should hopefully, as the dog matures, that should hopefully see the end of the problem.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. I'll catch up with you next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good weekend.